incorporating a new information, or he can read it on his own. Sometimes the person comes in a little bit late, and now there isn't time to read the Tahiyatul Masjid. When he's reading the Faraz Namaz, he can make niyat also, that I'm incorporating the Tahiyatul Masjid in the Salah. But if he's got ample time, then he should try and read it. Or if a person comes now with enough time for Sunnat Salah, then with that Sunnat Salah he makes niyat, that I'm reading this two rakats, Tahiyatul Masjid. So according to us, a person, even if he comes and he says he doesn't stand up immediately and read, there's still a chance for him to read. According to the Shawafi, according to the people that follow the Shafi Mazhab, according to them is that if a person sits, now he can't read his Tahiyatul Masjid, because Tahiyatul Masjid, as soon as you come in, before you sit, you read the two rakats. This is according to the Shafi Mazhab. So therefore, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this specifically because he's being from a Shafi Mazhab. قَبْلَ أَيْ يُسَلِّيَ رُكَتَيْنِ فِي قَبْلَ وَكَرَاهَةِ الْجُلُوسِ. He put a dislike of sitting before reading these two rakats. The next thing he mentioned is بِنِيَّةِ تَحِيَّةٍ أَوْ صَلَاةٍ فَرِيضَةٍ أَوْ سُنَّةٍ رَاتِبَةٍ أَوْ غَيْرِهَا. What I mentioned just now, a person can read it together with the Faraz Salah, he can read it together with the Sunnat Salah, or any other Salah that he's reading, he can make niyat for this two rakats. تحيه المسجد انا ابي قداده رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اذا دخل احدكم المسجد فلا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين. قداده رضي الله عنه said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when any one of you enters the masjid, then he should not sit until he reads two rakats of salah. This is known as تحيه المسجد. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال اتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. جابر رضي الله عنه says I came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد, whilst he was in the masjid. فقال صلي ركعتين. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told me read two rakats of salah. Ulama give an example. See, like how a person, when he goes into a restaurant, now they talking about the restaurant, normally you'd get, like when a person is traveling from Makkah Sharif to Madinah Sharif, you'll get on the side of the road those restaurants that sell fish, etc., where the hajis go and they stop. Not referring to our restaurants, because generally you'll find there's a lot of fitna that takes place in our restaurants. There are people that are mixing, there are ladies, there are men, sometimes inappropriately dressed, etc. So we are not encouraged to go in that environment, but they're just giving an example. A person that walks into a restaurant, he sits down there at the table for 10 or 15 minutes. He doesn't do anything, he wakes up and he goes away. They say how odd it looks to the people that are working in the restaurant. They also find it odd. This man just came and sat here for 10 minutes, he sat here for 15 minutes, and he went away. The maqsad that he came in here, normally people would come, they'll order food, they'll eat something, and then they'll go. This person didn't do this. It looks very odd. So like that also, it looks very odd to the malaika. The man came in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sat there for 10 minutes. He sat there for 15 minutes. He didn't read any namaz and he went away. How odd it looks. So this is when a person is invited for a nikah. Sometimes you find a nikah is not at a salah time. A nikah may be at 10 o'clock, it may be 11 o'clock, or it may be a janazah that a person is attending. And the janazah may be at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Now the person is in the masjid, but he doesn't take out time to read two rakats, tahiyyat to the masjid. So therefore, when we go to a masjid, and we know now there's still another 5 minutes left, 10 minutes left for the janazah, then we must read two rakats of salah in the masjid, with the niyat of tahiyyat al-masjid, that I'm in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like going to a big person's house and not greeting that person. It is not a respectful thing to do. So the good thing to do when a person comes in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's still time. He should take out some time and read two rakats, tahiyyatu rabbil masjid, that I'm in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I'm reading this two rakats, tahiyyatu masjid. One more hadith, very beautiful hadith. This is babu istihbabi rakadini ba'd al wudu, what we know as the tahiyyatu al wudu. When a person makes wudu, he should try and read two rakats of salah. Yeah, again, he can combine it. He makes wudu and he comes and he's reading sunnah namaz, he can combine it. Making this tahiyyat al-wudu with my sunnat or with my faraz, etc. But if a person just makes wudu on its own, and now he should try and read two rakats of salah, because there's no other salah there, for example, then he should read two rakats of salah. And you see what a great reward this is for him. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala li Bilalin radiallahu anhu, ya Bilal, hadithni bi arja amalin amiltahu fil Islam. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal radiallahu anhu, O Bilal, tell me what is the most hopeful action that you have done in Islam, that action that you've got the most hope on. Imagine who's asking who. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, please tell me that what is the action that you have got most hope on, that action that you have done in Islam. فإني سمعت دفن عليك بين يدي في الجنة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم telling Bilal رضي الله عنه, I heard your footsteps ahead of mine in Jannah. I heard your footsteps ahead of mine in Jannah. Can you imagine? No racism, no influence as far as wealth is concerned, color is concerned, creed is concerned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling a person who was a black slave, Abyssinian slave, that I have heard your footsteps in front of me in Jannah. Tell me what action you have done. Now look at the humility of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. Qala, ma amiltu hamalan, I have done nothing. Arja indi min anni lam atatahhar tuhuran fi sa'atin min laylin aw naharin illa sallaytu bidhalika tuhur. He said that I have done nothing except one action. Except one action. That every time I make wudu, I read 2 rakat salah after that wudu. This is what we know as tahiyyatul masjid. So after tahiyyatul wudu, that I read 2 rakat salat after that wudu. Every time I make wudu, whether it doesn't matter what time of the day it is or what time of the night it is, but after that wudu, I read 2 rakat tahiyyatul wudu. So then, بِذَلِكَ الطُّهُورِ مَا كُتِبَ لِي أَنْ أُصَلِّيَ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ, and I read whatever has been written down for me to read. In other words, whatever I'm supposed to be reading, at that time I read it. Yeah, ulama explained that because of this great amal, 2 rakats of salah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that I've heard your footsteps ahead of mine. Ulama say it could have been one or two occasions. One is the time of Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have heard footsteps of Bilal radiallahu anhu ahead of his, or it could have been in a dream that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen this. And all the ulama explain is how you get a motorcade, how you get a brigade that is going. You'll find in front, you'll have a few people that will be escorting. Then the main delegates are in the center, and behind you'll also get a few people that are escorting. It doesn't mean that those people that are escorting from the front are greater than the dignitaries that are in the middle. It doesn't mean that Bilal radiallahu anhu, whose footsteps was in front, that he is greater than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It doesn't mean, but it shows that regard and respect and honor that Allah Pak had given him. It is as though he is leading the brigade and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is there. So what a great thing it is, what a great practice it is to read this 2 rakats of salah. And again, when it comes to this salah, as we know, is that if it is a makruh time, for example, it is after Fajr and sunrise, between the time of Fajr Salah and sunrise Salah, then a person shouldn't read it. He should read it later after the sunrise, the Ishraq time. Or if it is after Asr Salah, now he comes into the masjid. Again, this is a makruh time to read Salah. Then he shouldn't read his Tahiyyatul Wudu at that time, and he shouldn't read Tahiyyatul Masjid at that time. In all other times, it is not, if it's not a makruh time, or it's not a time that's impermanent, like sunrise, sunset, or midday, Zawal, then a person should try read these very simple but great rewards in them. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.